Hello, this is Roger Schaus, and this is Jumpstart Rewind. This is a branch of our Heaven Bound podcast family. Jumpstart number 1895, first written July 19th, 2017. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 12. Therefore, I shall always be ready to remind you of these things, even though you already know them and have been established in the truth which is present with you. Often in Peter's second letter, he states that he's reminding them of things that they know. Memory is a funny thing. Some have a sharp memory, and years later they can tell you the details of things that happened. With others, their memory gets fuzzy, and they tend to recall only bits and pieces. Sometimes we think we remember how things happen, and it's just not accurate. You see that when a husband and wife are telling a story. He starts talking about a vacation years ago. He gets the details all wrong. Wrong year, wrong day of the week, not the same name of the hotel. As his wife constantly corrects him, he gets frustrated and proclaims, "I thought I was on a trip with her." Our verse reveals two important observations for us. For the preacher, he needs to go back over things already taught. Don't always be looking for new ideas, new texts, new things to talk about. That is exciting and fresh for him, but our faith must rest upon the foundation of what the Bible teaches. Things must be repeated. Things we already know must be taught again and again. And there are a couple reasons for this. First, we forget. We forget the details. We forget what we ought to know. Secondly, a new generation must learn and know. While there are some who already know, there are always some who are hearing it for the first time. Core principles, first principles, elementary teachings. These things need to be repeated and repeated. We remember the solemn statement about the Hebrews who needed to be taught the elementary principles. They should have known. Did they forget? Did they not have those lessons repeated? For the audience, we need to be reminded. We can get things mixed up in our minds. We can forget to use what we've already have. We can get so busy with life that when things happen, the storms close in around us, and instead of standing firm, our faith wobbles, and for some, it collapses. Someone reminds us to pray. Our response is, "Oh yeah, I forgot. I forgot. I forgot about that verse. I forgot about God's promise. I forgot about what I'm supposed to do. I forgot." Peter is reminding them of things they already knew. Now, as this happens, there must be patience and kindness, for some have not forgotten. How easily they could tell Peter to preach things that we do not know. Yet in saying this, they do not realize that others may have forgotten. And this tells us that we are not all in the same place spiritually, nor do we have all have the same spiritual knowledge or even the same spiritual memory. Some get it, some don't. Some remember, some forget. Some are doing well, some only so-so. Thinking that about everyone is at the same spot that I am can be a dreadful mistake. It can make me impatient with some. It can even make others discouraged. Why is it that in the same congregation, listening to the same sermons, reading the same bulletin articles, sitting through the same classes, some excel and others drift? Why? Why do some remember and others forget? Why do some see and others don't? Why are there things that are a cause of concern to the elders and preachers, and some are not a concern? Some are getting it and others are not. Some are doing well and others are struggling. Some of the very issues that are tripping some have been addressed in sermons and classes. A class taught on marriage. A couple sits through that class and yet their marriage stinks. A sermon is given about blessing of hospitality, yet some refuse to extend hospitality. A sermon is preached about the dangers of addiction, of porn. After sitting through that sermon, some struggle with that very problem. Why is it necessary for Peter to remind the brethren? In the third chapter, Peter says, "I'm stirring up your sincere mind by the way of reminder, that you should remember the words spoken beforehand by the holy prophets." Remember is what Peter is saying. The answer to all of this is that we're all different. Some can remember things after reading or hearing at one time. Others need more. Some are self-driven. Some need encouragement. We all carry our own history, our own baggage, our own issues, and our own sins. All these things influence us and shape us. And to be honest, some of us are trying harder than others. You see that with students in school. You see that in our journey with God. So reminders are necessary. Bible classes that have been taught in the past will have to be repeated again. Find new teachers. Approach the subjects in different ways, but remind, repeat, and explain again the things that we already know. Help us to pull those thoughts out to the front. Help us to think spiritually. Help us to see what God wants us to see. In the world of preaching, one of the most common questions to ask is, how do you come up with a new sermon every week? This passage reminds us that we need to go over the same text over and over again, going over the fundamentals with fresh eyes, a different approach, trying to stir up what folks already know and may have forgotten is where many sermons begin. I don't think Peter's reminders were naming the apostles or the 12 sons or the books of the Bible in order. Those things are great to know, but it's the core principles about faith, grace, love, commitment, and servants, the very things that direct our steps spiritually is what Peter was driving at. The second coming, faith, baptism, authority, inspiration. What is the church about? Worship, marriage, parenting, living. If a person forgets those things, knowing the books of the Bible in order won't do much good in his life. Peter was reminding them what it means to be a Christian. What is a Christian supposed to do? How are Christians different than the world? It is those things that will change our attitudes, affect our modesty, improve our language, and give us the hope that we ought to have in Jesus Christ. We become more prayerful when we remember who we are. We walk a step closer to the Lord when we remember who He is. Do this, the Lord said at the Lord's Supper, in memory of me. Remember. That's what Peter was all about. Thank you for listening.